Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 19th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Incidence. Predictors and outcomes of subclinical valve thrombosis after transcatheter aortic valve replacement in bicuspid aortic valve stenosis. This study of 508 patients found subclinical valve thrombosis, identified via hypoattenuated leaflet thickening on computed tomography angiography, occurred after transcatheter aortic valve replacement in both bicuspid and tricuspid aortic valves. The study aimed to evaluate the incidence, predictors, and clinical impact of hypoattenuated leaflet thickening in the two valve types, assessing implications for valve durability and hemodynamics. Further research is needed to determine optimal management strategies for patients with hypoattenuated leaflet thickening following transcatheter aortic valve replacement. Article number 2. Real-world data, survival outcomes, and risk factors in extracorporeal membrane oxygenation use of cancer patient. This retrospective study of 342 adult extracorporeal membrane oxygenation patients at a single center investigated survival outcomes and risk factors in cancer patients receiving extracorporeal membrane oxygenation for cardiopulmonary failure. The study aimed to reassess extracorporeal membrane oxygenation's role in this population, given advances in oncology, and to determine prognostic factors for survival. The results will need to be interpreted cautiously due to the retrospective, single-center design. Article number 3. Novel double MYH7/MYBPC3 variants in a Chinese family of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy with early onset and sudden death. This study investigated the genetic basis of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy in a three-generation Chinese family with early onset and sudden death, using high-throughput second-generation sequencing on the proband to identify novel double variants in the MYH7 and MYBPC3 genes. The study highlights the importance of comprehensive genetic testing beyond the proband to identify multiple pathogenic variants that may be missed by traditional Sanger sequencing in family members. Further studies with larger cohorts are required to confirm the pathogenicity of these novel variants and their association with early onset and sudden death in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Article number 4. Sex differences in access to physician care following a new diagnosis of heart failure in the ambulatory setting. This population-based retrospective cohort study of Ontarians aged 40 years and older diagnosed with heart failure in an ambulatory setting from 2009 to 2019 evaluated time intervals between diagnosis and subsequent physician reassessment, as well as all-cause mortality and heart failure hospitalization or emergency department visits. The study aimed to determine if there are gaps in healthcare access and timely follow-up based on sex. Further analysis is needed to determine the specific factors contributing to these differences and to develop strategies to improve access to care for all patients with heart failure. Article number 5. A primer on bioprosthetic mitral valve dysfunction. This primer article highlights current approaches to evaluating and treating bioprosthetic mitral valve dysfunction, which is an increasing challenge given the growing number of bioprosthetic mitral valve replacements performed. Dysfunction can manifest as structural or non-structural degeneration, necessitating close follow-up and timely re-intervention when necessary. This review offers a clinically focused summary of the complexities involved in managing bioprosthetic mitral valve dysfunction. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.